Stuart Hill, and I work for K2 Consultancy. We're currently working for the Surrey and Sussex Healthcare NHS Trust at East Surrey Hospital. On the 30th of April this year, we lifted in a 6.4-ton MRI scanner, which is equivalent to a double-decker bus. It was the first of its type in Europe to be used and installed. The scheduled date was 4 days before the 30th of April, although the unit got held up with the volcanic ash from the from Iceland and was diverted to Spain, where it had to wait for 3 days before it could be flown over safely to the UK. Options were limited for the method in which we could lift the crane to position, because we would not lift such a unit, such a load, over a live building for safety reasons. At the sides, the tolerance was about half a metre, although the top of the unit was a matter of millimetres, and a slight modification which caused no damage to the unit had to be made to ensure that it fitted in snugly. As a crane, if this is fairly run-of-the-mill, although we're well aware that the unit costs in the region of £750,000, it's not only delicate, but it's also very important to the trust. Due to the nature of the lift, and us not wishing to take the load over any live buildings, the boom had to extend to a total of 50 metres. When carrying out crane lifts, we have to be aware of local aerodromes and local airspace manoeuvres. We let the local aerodrome know. It didn't cause any disruption to them, but it is part of our stakeholder engagement. The scanner's magnetic coil is cooled to a temperature of minus 270 degrees centigrade. This is achieved using liquid helium. The magnet itself is 1.5 teslas, which can be seen as a rather meaningless figure. To put it in perspective, it's some 30,000 times more magnetic than the Earth's magnetic field. As a project manager, it gives me great satisfaction to know that I was part of a team that made a little bit of history, not only for East Surrey Hospital, but for Europe.